Australia stops 1 minute and suspends all work and play, while poppies bloom in Flanders fields 2 continents away. 11th month, 11th day, and on 11th hour, the Anzac legend fresh that day, but next day it turned sour. They held a mass in Dili, 12 November 1991, remembrance for the murder of young Gomez by the gun. He was just one of thousands the invaders blew away. 4,000 came to mourn him and to demonstrate that day. Sutrismo set the plot, those ill-bred people must be shot. And wheels were set in motion to exterminate the lot. Their torture victims told them of the demonstration date. So soldiers quietly waited near the Santa Cruz Cemetery gate. The mourners carried flowers and also banners well concealed. They marched off to the graveyard where their banners were revealed. Viva Shemana, they cried, and Viva Fretilin as well. The Indonesian marksmen showed no mercy as they fell. Viva Shanana, they cried, and Viva Fretilin as well. Viva Shanana, they cried, and Viva Fretilin as well. Military killers fired into the unarmed crowd. Anger at these people who were broken yet unbowed. No child or mother, old or young, were spared the hail of lead. On a victim lying wounded, they use rocks to crush his head. The military hospital brought tender, loving care. The wounded who were dragged there, force-fed poison for their fare. The injured ones left over, whom the doctors didn't kill, were crushed beneath the wheels of trucks until their screams were still. Viva Shanana, they cried, and Viva Fretilin as well. "Viva Shanana," they cried, "and viva Fretilin as well." No Tiananmen emotions when Bob Hawke received the news. A diplomatic time bomb which he hastened to defuse. Some deaths in Delhi, don't be silly, whitewash the event. An aberration, Gareth says, a one-off incident. The Timor Gap Oil Treaty I did sincerely sign. The wealth beneath the ocean made Suharto friend of mine. We'll just ask him politely to ease upon the slaughter. We'll tell him he's a nice old man, but that he shouldn't order. We grovelled to Suharto, our leaders shamed our land. They minimised the murders and they shook Suharto's hand. November 12, Jakarta's day of infamy and shame. But Sutrisno was promoted and absolved of any blame. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well. Foreign Office boffins put the matter safe to bed. 400 gentle people swelled 200,000 dead. Would their deaths be rightly honored? Was their sacrifice in vain? May the Indonesian people break the militaristic chain. But the courage of the students, with that flashing of a smile, as they raised their banners proudly for the freedom of their isle, lit a beacon for humanity and ranks them evermore with the men who fell along the Somme and on the fatal shore. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well. Viva Shanana, they cried, and viva Fretilin as well.